Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
You give me such wonderful, wonderful hope. Thank you for all your support. You're so generous and so grateful. Hey, I want to change gears. I want to talk to you about a study I came across. I'm going to give you a number very quickly, though, and then we'll get right into our conversation. If you're just joining me, Relevant Radio is in the final hours of its Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. We're about 24 hours away right now, and I'll be signing off. We still have about a million in it. 1.2 million to raise. It's a big number, but it keeps us going for months to come. If you can help in any way, large or small, there's a match. It's dollar for dollar. You can call triple, I'll give you the right number. You can call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. It's been a long day. You can also go online to relevantradio.com or onto the mobile app. Lots of ways to give. Thanks for doing that. Hey, I want to talk about cafeteria Catholicism. Earlier in the week, what did we talk about? We talked about that stat that just stunned me, that, you know, weekly church attendance, right? 84% of Catholics don't attend church weekly, once a week. It's crazy. Really, that many Catholics are not going to church on a regular basis? Of course, you know the Gallup numbers. We talked about them and Pew when it comes to true presence. Well, a few weeks back, Cardinal Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C., said on Face the Nation on Easter Sunday that President Biden is sincere in his faith and that he picks and chooses what he wants to believe. And he says, he added that phrase that we've used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging, end of quote. Now, I'm sure when he said that, there were a lot of heads nodding. And I'm nodding my head right now. I know a lot of cafeteria Catholics, right? Probably have some of my own family. You know, I see people say, oh, you know, yeah, I'm Catholic. But, you know, the Catholics, when it comes to confession or comes to, you know, having to fast for an hour before receiving the Eucharist or, you know, whatever it is, you know, cohabitation, you name it. And people pick and choose what works for them, whether it's sexual sins or it's the rules of the church or it's, you know, whatever. You get the picture, right? There's a guy named Ryan Burge who has a Substack page. It's entitled graphsandreligion.com. And that's all it is, graphs and various religion. Right, it's data that he puts up there. And when he heard about Cardinal Gregory's comment, he decided to get to work to find out how many people call themselves Catholic who actually practice the faith that they possess and, you know, that they believe. What he found, and I don't want to bum you out here, but this is why Relevant Radio is on the air. We are here to bring truth, to draw people back to the truth. What he found was not encouraging. There was a Catholic news agency report, and he looked at the data from the Global Social Survey and the Association of Religion Data Archives, and he found that not even 1% of Catholics agree with the church's teaching on abortion, euthanasia, and the death penalty. So you talk about cafeteria Catholics. A lot of people say, oh, I'm against abortion, except in case of the mother, life of the mother, or you know, rape or incest. They pick and choose. They don't go with what the church teaches. Euthanasia, death penalty, lots of different things. On abortion, nearly 90% of Catholics support abortion when the mother's health is at risk. 80% say it's okay. The child is the result of rape. 80% support abortion for serious birth defects. 70% of Catholics support euthanasia. And it goes on and on. Here to break it all down, I'm joined today by Father Robert Gall, Director of the Master's in Ecclesial Administration and Management at the Bush School of Business at Catholic University of America. He's here to break it down and give us some perspective. Good afternoon, Father. Thanks for your time today.
Hello, Drew. It's great to be on today and about this topic. It's a really fascinating topic, and it's in my wheelhouse in terms of the church management program that we have at Catholic University. One of the things that we're really struggling to do, or we're offering tools, actually, so that parishes can, for instance, look out and see that the vast number of Catholics aren't coming to Mass. They're not coming to the sacraments. And what can be done in order to bring them back fully into the practice of faith, to get them really engaged, how this can really revitalize a parish. And so in business, talk about customer service, talk about leadership, we talk about mission identification. So if the parish is really on fire with love for our Lord and the faith is really alive, truly alive, then we can get more people to be engaged in the sacraments. And so this study by Ryan Burge is really, I think it's quite important, but it also leads to some misunderstandings. And it's because there's a fundamental conflation that he's making between what we believe and what we advance in the political realm, like who am I going to vote for and what am I going to vote for? And for instance, he doesn't consider that there's lots of things that we believe, as many people believe as Catholics, that ought not to be done. For instance, lying. Lying is, of course, against the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. And I think if we were to poll Catholics, how many Catholics are in favor of lying? I think very few would be in favor of lying. But I also think it's very few Catholics are in favor of penalizing, criminalizing, making lying a felony. And this is where his conflation between this political realm of forcing this behavior through the police and through jail terms is very different from that which we advocate in our hearts and which corresponds to the truth of living as Christians.
Yeah. The term cafeteria Catholic, and again, I know this guy Birch looked at a lot of the moral and ethical issues that people are challenged with, life, euthanasia, things along those lines. What's it mean to be Catholic if we set aside those hard teachings when they're inconvenient? You know, maybe it's cohabitation, maybe it's something else. I mean, it's not as, you know, some of them are pretty big and serious like that, and some are small, but a lot of people dismiss confession. Oh, I can go to God, I don't need to confess. What's it mean when we set aside those teachings, when it doesn't fit our frame of reference? Can you be a good Catholic in dissent?
This is really, really important point, Drew, and I'm really happy that Cardinal Gregory used that terminology of cafeteria Catholic, and it really helps us all to reflect about this and reflect about the fact that our religion, and it is a religion, we don't make it up. Our religion comes from God. He has revealed himself, and he communicates to us the fullness of truth, also regarding what we are to do in order to be fully happy. And so to adhere to the religion of the Catholic faith is to believe in the person of Jesus Christ and to fall in love with him. And this is why if you are a cafeteria Catholic and you say, well, I like this over here, but I don't like this so much over here, then we are rejecting Jesus, the person of Jesus, by saying, I don't like this so much over here, because that's part of what he has revealed to us. And it's a feature of, since Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, it is rejection of Jesus to reject something that he teaches us. This is why St. James, in his letter in chapter 2, speaks about how faith can be dead. And it can be dead because it's not informed by charity. It's not informed by love of God.
Yeah, my guest today is Father Robert Gaul. If you want to join us, you want to sound off, maybe you're confused, maybe you disagree. Numbers 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Our faith calls us, Father, of course, to be countercultural, to witness to the gospel in its fullness, especially when it's challenging. And I think we have been chosen to live in very special times. There is such confusion out there, but I got to be honest. You know, I see some very prominent Catholics totally dissent, and it's scandalous. It draws a lot of other Catholics with them. And I don't know maybe you can speak to what the churches do. How do we correct this? Should we hear more from our priests, from our bishops? Do we need better catechesis? Is it a platform like Relevant Radio that should be bringing these truths? I mean, how do we say to the slumbering giant that is the Catholic population in this country, hey, we can't compromise on these moral issues. We have to be a light in the darkness. We have to be a voice of truth in this cacophony of mistruth. How do we best do that?
Well, of course, and this is really, really important, that before we can begin to say, well, I want to communicate the truth to the others, our faith also teaches us that we are all sinners. So we have to first consider ourselves. My life isn't perfectly in agreement with the teaching of Jesus, and I need to rectify and convert my own life. And I can't do that without his help, and I rely upon him. And there's things that I struggle with every day that I ask the Lord to help me. So that readies me so that I can go to others and say, this struggle that I have to fight against sin and to do so with the help of Jesus, this empowers me and it makes me happy. And then I can convince others to join in this effort. And it's a beautiful effort. And it's really the cross and it's the resurrection where we're about to celebrate, and some are celebrating today, the ascension of the Lord. And this is the fulfillment of all of our dreams. And so if we can communicate this happiness and this joy that we have in our hearts, that is going to be much more powerful than making political arguments about certain things that are prohibited or other things that are commanded by the church.
That's a great point. My guest, Father Robert Gaul. Father, I have to take a short pause. When we come back, we can talk a little bit more. If you want to join us, the number to get in is 888-914-9149. It gets you right into the studio. Feel free to sound off. Right now, Father Rocky has got a very quick message for you. Let me let him share this thought with you.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, head of Relevant Radio. Evangelizing through the radio is the most effective and inexpensive way to spread the word of God. Only pennies per hour per person. You can help us keep our costs down by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You give a set gift of $25 or more every month to Relevant Radio, and when we know we can count on your gift, we can reduce the amount of mail we send out. It helps us to budget better on our end, and of course, the same goes for you on your end. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join for as little as $25 a month. In this hour, we have matching funds. It only takes a minute to give when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. You can also give by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your gift this hour will be doubled, and it's tax deductible.
Thank you, Father Rocky. That is right. Listener-supported radio, and proud of that because we are family. This is Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. So many great points from Father Robert, Drew talking about statistics of cafeteria Catholics. What do we do? Cardinal Seurat talks about this. Instead of embracing our roots, so many increasingly fear that roots might become their yoke. And so we deny or forget our roots. But when we're severed from that nourishment our soul needs, that's Christ. So part of that, to be courageous and to be faithful without compromise. And that is exactly the mission of Relevant Radio. We are all in this together, and so grateful for the devotions, the theology, the formation, the history, the prayer, your stories, the conversions we hear every day, the devotions. Give hope. That's the theme this week. And you can do that right now quickly online at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 1-877-291-0123.
You know, Brooke, I'm sitting here talking to Father Robert Gall, and I'm thinking about what we're seeing in the country right now, and what a blessing this apostolate really is. I mean, Relevant Radio offers very clear, very orthodox teaching on issues that are complex, like doctrine, as well as morals. And, you know, our programming through our listeners, through guests like Father Robert Gall and others, we're able to really help people better understand the faith and navigate what is very tumultuous waters today. And when we apply Catholic principles to issues like gun control or to immigration or to just war or to sexual ethics or to abortion or to euthanasia or to whatever it may be, there's a much clearer understanding. I mean, the path is illuminated. And I think that is priceless today because you're not going to find this anywhere else. That education, I think, is essential for forming well-informed disciples that can live the faith and change the culture. And I'm inviting you to join us with that. You might say, Drew, I don't have the confidence. I don't know the faith. I can't do that. Well, you can pick up the phone right now. You can dial 877-291-0123 and empower Relevant Radio to continue in this noble mission. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You can use the mobile app. You can make a sacrifice now, and you can do it for Jesus, and you can do it for the country. Call right now. Brooke?
Richard in Mesa, Arizona, thank you for calling. Carmelo in Leander, Texas. Mary in Sorrento, Florida. Linda in Lakeville, Minnesota. Tom in Illinois. Ernesto in Chicago, Illinois. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123 to give hope.
What's wrong with that position, especially as President Biden has said he's also a practicing Catholic?
Well, what's wrong with that position, first of all, and going back into what's the role of a person who is in an elected office, is your role just to, you've been elected and you take a poll, you see which way the wind is blowing, you find out what people want, and then you vote that way? If that's what it is, well, you can have a computer do that. It just, people tell the computer, these are my views, what are the majority views are, the computer can vote that way. We elect people. People have values, they have beliefs. And that's why we have campaigns, that's why we have elections. People say, I believe in this, this is what I stand for. So President Biden is a Catholic, and as such, he's been very public about that. So in that case, would say, well, you presume that he has certain Catholic views. What Cardinal Gregory is saying is, well, it seems that by using this phrase cafeteria Catholic, he's kind of picking and choosing. I like these things that the Catholic Church uses, but I don't like those things. And this phrase is nothing new. Cafeteria Catholic has kind of been around for a long time. And so I think it's helpful that Cardinal Gregory has used that phrase, because this is not an issue just as it pertains to President Biden. This is, I think, an issue for a lot of Catholics. We have a lot of Catholics these days who kind of pick and choose. I like these things about the Catholic faith, and I don't like that, and I'm going to reject that. But they still consider themselves to be a good Catholic, and I think that's a problem.
It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That was His Excellency Bishop Thomas Papraki talking about cafeteria Catholicism. And as I was listening to him, I said, I got to take the plank out of my own eye. How many times do we want to justify? How many times do we want to explain away? You know, how many times would we love to pick and choose what we want? And if you're just joining, we're delving into a subject today that touches the very core of our faith. This is about Catholic identity. There was a recent study, and to be honest, it was a startling one. And it suggests that the term cafeteria Catholicism, you hear that thrown around a lot, it's not just a label, but it's a reality among American Catholics today. And we need to get this right. There was a study that was done by a guy named Ryan Burge, and he found that about 1% of Catholics align completely with the church teaching on critical life issues. And you heard me right, by the way. 1%. I would have bet my house and my left arm that it was higher than that. If somebody says, what do you think the percentage of people that align with the church's teaching on critical life issues, Drew? I would have thought it was way higher. When I saw this data, 1%, stunning, right? Abortion, euthanasia, death penalty, those numbers are not just stats. They're a mirror, right? They are a mirror showing you and me the profound disconnect between what we profess, between our professed beliefs and our lived values. It really is that we're holding a mirror up to ourselves. And this is not about differing opinions. It's about the essence of what it means to live as a Catholic today. So my question to you, how did we get here? Is it a failure of catechesis? Is it perhaps the overpowering influence of secular politics? Is it just outright the bedimming of intellect due to sin? And what is the solution? I'm joined today by Father Robert Galtz. Great to have him here with me this afternoon. He's helping us sort through this all, and you can join us as well. The number to get in, 888-914-9149. Father Galtz is Director of the Masters in Ecclesial Administration and Management at the Bush School of Business at Catholic University of America. Father, how did we get here? I think it's a legitimate question.
Well, I think if we look way back, St. Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century gave us a distinction. He was really good at making distinctions, and he gave us a distinction that can help us to understand this. And it's between what he calls fides qua and fides quae, which is the faith of which we believe, those things we believe, and the faith by which we believe. So the power of the virtue of faith by which we believe. And so there's this distinction between the stuff that I believe in. And this includes like the Holy Eucharist, but also includes moral teaching. For instance, that euthanasia is an evil because of violation of the dignity of the human person, and abortion too, likewise. But then there's the faith, which is this power within us, which is a gift from God, by which we believe in God because we have a personal relationship with him. Those two things that St. Thomas Aquinas distinguished must be united, because if we really believe in Jesus and we really love him, then we believe everything that he has taught. But unfortunately, so many Catholics have fallen away from the practice of the sacramental life. They've fallen away from any recognition that the church is mother and the church is magista, the church is teacher. Yeah. And the church has the wisdom and the wealth of knowledge of the saints and the treasure chest of all of the spiritual jewels that are in heaven. That includes all of the graces that our Blessed Mother has won for us. And that all of that is ready to be showered down upon us, so long as we adhere fully to Jesus and to all that he teaches us. Unfortunately, there are people who consider themselves Christians, and these are, you know, even farther away from the Catholic Church, and who they see religion as responding to polls, and they consider Jesus, but they don't consider him as God. They think that he's a teacher, and yeah, I like the stuff that he says. But that Jesus is much more than a wise man. Jesus is God himself. He is our savior. He is our redeemer. And by loving him and giving all that we can to him, we will never lose.
Yeah, it's my guest today, Father Robert Gall. And Father, I am delighted that Relevant Radio is on the air, because I think we are making a difference. I think it's laity and our leadership and our priests that are going to make a difference. And I think in the end, good always conquers evil. We'll get this right. Those numbers are stunning. They can't get much worse than they are right now. So I've got hope for the future. Let's grab a call or two. Jody is in Las Vegas, Nevada. She wants to join the conversation. Hi, Jody. You're on with Father Gall.
Hi there, Father. Hi, Drew. Thank you so much. My comment is that I used to be a cafeteria Catholic before I discovered Relevant. And as a result of everything that I've learned, the catechesis, the stories of the saints, the Eucharistic miracles, I mean, there's no turning back for me now. And I wondered, like you, Drew, what is it that you think, Father, that is the turning, the no turning back moment? I know you mentioned, that God-given faith of the grace of faith. But for me, it's so difficult. Once learning what Relevance taught me and the stories, these miracles from these prayer warriors and all of these things, when you add it all up together, there's over 1,000,000% conviction. What do you think it is? And
of course, Jody, of course, it's falling in love, and falling in love that's due to our faith and actually experiencing God within us. We are, as children of God, through baptism and through our real belief, we share in God's nature. And therefore, we can have this savoring within ourselves and an anticipation of heaven. And once we taste that, once we experience that, then how could one let that go? There have been all these scandals in the church and the sexual abuse crisis and so forth. But the reason why I'm Catholic and the reason why I'm a priest is not simply because of some man or the example of some individual, but it's because of Jesus, because of our Blessed Mother. So how could I leave my own family? How could I leave my mother and my father, since being Christian is belonging to this family that is the Blessed Trinity?
That's well said. I only have a moment or two left, Father. Do I have time for more calls, Maggie? I don't think I do. Father, let me give you final thoughts on this issue and maybe a call to those who are listening for the importance of Relevant Radio, because I really think we're kind of the tip of the spear in this. We are a voice in the culture that's bringing these truths and trying to, as I said, wake up that sleeping giant that is the Catholic population out there to return to God and to these ethical principles.
I think it's also so true is that the pro-life movement is much more than a political battle. It's above all a personal battle, where we help others to recognize life, and we help those who are in difficulty through charity to accept the life that is within them. Like here at Catholic University, we have the Guadalupe Project that makes it easier for mothers on campus, for students, faculty, and they do such beautiful things that it is truly pro-life. And this is a wonderful way that we can give an example that will do even more than a political effort.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Father, thanks for making time for us today. I'm sorry I got an amended schedule, as you know, but I always enjoy talking. I look forward to our next time.
Yes, God bless, and let's pray that many more Catholics be fully committed.
Amen to that. That's Father Robert Gall. Say a prayer for him. I need to take a short pause, but I'll be right back. Stay with me.
If you missed it, what a powerful call from Jody. We just heard from saying, like many, many, she was a cafeteria Catholic and said after what she has learned through Relevant Radio, there is no turning back. Praise be to God for that. Father Robert reminding us, it is about falling in love. To fall in love with God is the greatest romance, to seek him the greatest adventure. That's from St. Augustine. And We get to talk about the greatest love story every day here on the air and hear from people, hear from you. And we want to keep it going and growing. That's the mission. We have less than, well, about 24 hours now, this countdown, one more day of our pledge drive. Give Hope is the theme. Our goal is $3 million. We're only about 59% there. You are helping. Every gift is significant, but we definitely could use your help now. RelevantRadio.com or the app. That's a quick, easy way. Takes less than a minute to give, or call 1-877-291-0123.
And thanks for your patience with us. You know, I know that so often we get into some great conversations. We'd love to hang out and really dive into them. But we do have to stop. We come to you four times a year. This is the Spring Pledge Drive, and it helps keep us going for months. And when you support us, when you tolerate these short little breaks, I'm glad you do. You really are making a difference. And never forget that, you know, conversion is not an instant thing. Conversion is a continuing process. It's a process that really is seeking perfection in the ways of God. And that's what Relevant Radio is doing. It's drawing people back to the path of conversion. It's saying, hey, we want to strengthen your faith. We want you to love Jesus Christ more. We want you to be in an intimate relationship with him. And that conversion's got to be part of your daily life. And we're part of your daily life. And if we are, then I hope you'll support us because we're here to help you on that journey. 877-291-0123. You can go online to relevantradio.com. You can use the mobile app. That's a great way to do it. And Father Rocky did an MP3 on the Eucharist. It's about 10 minutes long, I believe. That's yours free if you use you make your pledge online. Brooke, great to have you here with me. We only have about a minute left, though. I hope a lot of people will respond to this call.
They sure are. Awesome, Elizabeth. I'm seeing our screen just jumped, so that's a good sign. It means that more people are giving. But I want to thank Elizabeth for her gift. Also, Adeline in Millador, Wisconsin. She just gave a recurring gift, and that's really important to mention because if you don't already know, the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society is a fantastic way to make a contribution. You can do that. Find out more when you go to relevantradio.com. But with that, it's just $25 or more each month. You're automatically enrolled to receive those spiritual benefits as well. So thank you and God bless you. RelevantRadio.com, again, the app, or 1-877-291-0123 to give hope.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, I got a surprise guest in studio with me today. I love it. I saw Father Rocky in the video production bay, which is right behind my broadcast booth here. And Father Rocky prays a rosary every evening at 7. So he was talking to his crew. I motioned over and said, come on in. We are in the final hours of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. This time tomorrow, we'll be counting down. And I pray to God we'll be at goal. We're right now about 59% of the way to the goal. And I want to thank everyone. Over 8,000 people have already stood up and even more are coming on board right now. And Father, it's so good to see so many people saying we love Relevant Radio. We've heard conversions of people from Islam, the Mormon church that have come in, people away from the church for decades returning. Those are some of the testimonies that just came in this pledge drive alone.
It's absolutely fascinating. So I'm really glad that you saw me through the windows. You have windows all over the place around
here.
We do.
You
can't go unnoticed in this building here in Lincolnshire.
Can't hide.
Right around the corner is the chapel where at 4:45 I'll be offering solemn benediction to the people here of the Blessed Sacrament. That's one way we're kind of celebrating the Feast of the Ascension today. But, you know, people ask me, like, why do you do this at Relevant Radio? Folks, I've worked for the church full-time since I was 17 years old. That's when I joined Opus Dei as a celibate numerary. And I've been in all sorts of different approaches to evangelization, schools, camps, retreat centers, mission work, even, you know, like a Jehovah's Witness, door-to-door knocking on people's doors, going to talk to you about Jesus. But I've never found anything as effective as the radio. You know, 20% of our listeners claim they came back to Mass because they heard something on Relevant Radio. 43% claim they've come back to confession. 84% pray more.
Wow.
Why is it so effective? It's not that we're necessarily smart or glib or like great preachers or anything like that. It's we're there, and we've got their attention. And so if people aren't coming to the church, we got to bring the church to them. That's where we buy radio stations. That's where we go on the internet and put it out there. But to do that, we need everybody's help. Not everybody can be as glib as you are or as knowledgeable as Patrick Madrid. But we all are called to evangelize because we've been baptized. So one way you can do it, folks, is to listen to us, tell everybody about it. Download the app on your phone, put a bumper sticker on your car, and support us to the degree that you're able to. I like to say to people, give till you're happy, not give till it hurts, give till you're happy. And this way we cooperate in this work of evangelization, spreading good news. You know it on your show with the chaplet. We know it, Meg and I, with the rosary every night. Get these amazing testimonials of prayers answered. In fact, I had a friend just text me today. They've got their second Walk to Mary baby. Wow. You know, they got 5 grandchildren.
Wow.
They walked all 21 miles for that. And we're getting these testimonials. Folks, we've got good news to share, but we can't do it without you. So please support us today during our spring pledge drive. Give hope, 877-291-0123, or go online at relevantradio.com, right there.
You're good to go, or the right. Mobile app. Let me ask you quickly, too, about your MP3 on the Eucharist. We're in the Eucharistic revival.
Sure.
What a gift that we've been watching your videos on the Eucharist. Tell us a little bit about what they get.
So the theme is, you know, how Our Lady brings us to the Holy Eucharist. Yeah. Well, Our Lady brings us to the Lord. If you ever see a picture of the Blessed Mother, almost always she has a child, Jesus, in her arms. And as you approach Mary, you come to Jesus. Where was Jesus born? In Bethlehem, which is the Hebrew word for house of bread. Where is he laid to sleep when he's born? In a manger. Manger is a little farm implement where cows eat food, right? And so she brings us Jesus. She brings us the Holy Eucharist. And that's why I'm very happy. Let me pray the Memorare every hour for an end to abortion. Yeah. Nobody else does that. Yeah. I don't know why. I think that's everyone should do it, right? Yeah. And so many other things. We have the Family Rosary Across America in the evening. Yeah. We're there every single evening. I don't know why other people aren't doing that, but we are.
I had a person that wrote to me the other day and said, "You're asking for money again." And you said something interesting in Mass today. Even if we had $1 billion,
yep,
we would ask, because this is a work much bigger than you or me or any one individual. This is
that's
the work
right.
of God.
That's right. So we're not going out of business. It's not that kind of, hey, you got to send money right now. You know, I think in my 15 years here, we've only cried fire or wolf once. That was September 2009, because we had to.
Yeah.
And we try to be very, very authentic. You know, so your donations are what's needed every 3 months to cover the operations. Any of the major donations that come in between help us to expand, right? So we actually do people a favor by asking them to make a sacrifice. I'm very grateful people ask me to make a sacrifice. I had other plans. Somebody invited me to give my life to Christ, right? It's not like I didn't have anything to do. You know, and kind of I'll do that if Jesus Christ is God. That makes sense, right? If he's a fairy tale, or if the Holy Eucharist is not really God, it's Wonder Bread, well, then this is kind of foolish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I like to say, give until you're happy, not give till it hurts. And we help people by inviting them to make a sacrifice.
Yeah. The other thing, too, and I hope people who've been with us a very long time, there's a lot of new listeners, a lot of new markets.
Right.
We're growing. I mean, God's blessing this apostolate. We're reaching more and more souls every month through this apostolate.
Yep.
And your mission is ultimately to get what percentage of Catholics to tune in?
Well,
or to
we'd
come
like
back to
have.
I know it's not about numbers.
Yeah. No, but it is. It's because everybody's about numbers. Numbers are important.
Yeah,
all right. How many apostles were there? 12. All right. How many fish did they catch? 153. How many people were fed?
I love that.
You know, five loaves, two fish.
That you gave, yeah.
You know, in the Old Testament, there's an entire book about numbers, right? If you play baseball, it's all about numbers. Basketball is all about numbers. Stock exchange, things that are important, you know, you try to gauge that. So you want to get a certain percentage of the Catholic population to be very, very evangelized and on fire, because it hits a tipping point and they help each other, right? So there's a way you can do it. We need mass media to do it. Here at Relevant Radio, we're using mass media to move the masses to the mass. But we need your help. 877-291-0123. Pledge safely and securely online. We've got some great premiums this time around, right? To $365.
Beautiful.
This great book by a saint about how to benefit more from receiving the Holy Eucharist.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Simutis is in charge. I said, it's just a great book. You can't put it down.
I had her on the other day.
Picture of Our Lady praying. Very, very moving. And the picture of Last Supper, you know, for a gift of $1,200, right?
The statue of the Blessed Mother is beautiful. It's done by an Italian artist. Gorgeous. Josh and I were just talking about that. Elizabeth Simutis was on talking about St. Imart's book. She says, when you're done reading this book, it will make you fall in love with the Eucharist. And he walks you through how to get the most out of the Eucharist. We need that today. Father, we only have a few minutes left here, I know, with you, because you got to run. But we could really use the phones to ring at this moment in time. We could use another 100 telephone calls, and things have slowed down a little bit. So we got to call people to action. What are we
doing? Well, how
are
we do a little roll call right now? And if you hear your city, maybe that's an indication the Holy Spirit right now is moving you to give a call at 877-291-0123. So Grand Rapids, Michigan. How about Chicago, Illinois? How about Milwaukee? How about Minneapolis, St. Paul? How about St. Louis? Yeah, we've got stations saying that. Salt Lake City, Wichita, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Monterey, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Modesto.
Wow, you're pretty
Sacramento,
good.
Sacramento, right? Tucumcari, Martha's Vineyard. That's okay. How about Presque Isle? How about Portland, Maine? Portland, Oregon. How about Miami? And then we'll just go all the way up the coast, right? Miami, and then we've got Jacksonville, we've got Orlando, we have Fort Myers, we've got Tampa, we've got Marco Island, we've got Savannah, New York City, New Jersey, right? Boston, Baltimore, Providence, Rhode Island. Let's hear from Detroit. We've got stations in Detroit and Toledo. We've got Tucson. We're in Phoenix. We're in Hawaii, right? I should go check out that
station. We had a big donation today from Hawaii, too, right? Honolulu. What was it, Maggie? $1,500?
This is great.
Big, big gift.
I like it. We need those kind of things, right?
We had a call from Canada today, too.
That's terrific. There were a couple of people in Canada that walked to Mary the other day from Winnipeg, so shout out to them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, Father, I'm grateful for all that you do here.
We're grateful for what you do and what Maggie does.
Rosary's on at 7, right? People can join you for that.
That's right. Family Rose Across America live at 7 p.m. on Relevant Radio, coast to coast.
That's the key. Tomorrow's the final day here. And right now, just to give perspective, we're 1.2 million away from goal.
Yep.
Now, nothing's
impossible.
I was
doing a retreat a couple of years ago, and a guy came up to me and said, Father, you know, reruns of your pleasure of on weekends are still better than anything else on the radio.
They're exciting. They are, because that Friday, boy, I am so tired when I get home after a pledge drive.
You do a great job.
I am spent.
God's giving you a gift.
Mentally.
He's giving you a gift.
I'm like, I can't get off the couch.
Right?
Pass out right away.
God
Thank
is
you
giving
for
you
that.
A gift.
Amen
right?
to that. Hey, God's
I remember
blessed
the
us.
First time I gave. It was May of 2009. And I've been listening for 6 years. Right? I'm saying, well, I'm a poor priest. I don't have any money. And literally, I didn't have any money. But I thought, you know what? I'm pretty good at poker. I think I can win some money at poker, so I'm going to make a pledge right now. Right? And I won some money at poker, and we gave it. And then I sent an email to
that's
all my friends
hilarious.
And relatives, right? And that's what we need. Everybody's got to kind of spread the fire. It's a sort of Horton, here's a who kind of moment, right? We're here, we're here, we're here. It's kind of spread the alarm. It's like, was that Paul Revere on the ride out to Lexington and Concord, right? If everybody does something, we're going to get there. And that's the main thing. Just everybody does something. If you listen right now, experience it. Experience the joy. Experience the thrill. Experience being a part of something bigger than we are that brings good news and the hope of Christ to ever more souls out there. There is redemption. There is a second chance. There is a resurrection. Jesus Christ is true. There is purpose to our life. There's hope.
Yeah. Hey, and, you know, we hear from people. You often talk about the prisoners, the homebound, the people who we reach that, you know, would never,
That's
ever.
That's why it's so important, right? Because
be
there's
support.
People in the outback of Australia who are on bed rest who are expecting a baby, and this is the only way they can have the mass. There are people from the Philippines who had to go to other countries to find work in Saudi Arabia, where you don't have Catholic parishes, and other parts of the world, and they depend on the internet, and we broadcast it through the internet on our website, on our app, on various social media platforms, the rosary, the chapel, and all that. And folks, you're helping us carry out those words of Christ, go out to the whole world and bring the good news of Christ to ever more souls.
Well, Father, thank you so much for being here. You can join us right now at 877-291-0123. Father's going to go and repose the Blessed Sacrament. Would you say a prayer for all of us?
I certainly will. God bless you guys.
And of course, people could send you petitions for the rosary tonight.
Sure, at relevantradio.com/pray.
And by the way, thank you for carrying those keychains. We talked about that yesterday.
That was a heavy backpack.
You had petitions with you, too, so you're a stronger man than me.
My feet are fine. I didn't get any
You looked great. You looked a lot better than I thought you would after 21 miles with a backpack.
Yeah, that was a heavy backpack.
That was great. Well, thank you for doing that. So Father's going to say a quick prayer. We've got the Blessed Sacrament exposed in the Chapel of the Proclamation. I had to take a short pause, but if you want to see the fruit of your gift, we like to call these particular moments miracle moments. This is the way that God uses your generosity. When you call 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, if you feel the Holy Spirit talking, do that right now and check this out. I love these.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
40 years, I was a Jehovah's Witness. I converted 3 years ago at the age of almost 60. It, for me, it has been life-changing and life-saving, truly. I've had an opportunity to get to know Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, because he was denied to me for so many years. And I have such a love for him and a gratitude. Also, there have to be listeners who know or have a family member. They love someone who is a Jehovah's Witness. And my plea is to them, do not give up in prayer for these individuals and their conversion. Be the Saint Monica that, because it's possible. It truly, truly is possible.
Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
Powerful miracle moment right there. 1 week out of the year, every spring, we bring the need to you. And just hearing from Drew and Father Rocky, a reminder of the mission. And just also in that miracle moment, we all need conversion and also to bring Christ to the world through the media and domestically from Maui to Maine, doing that also globally, as we were hearing Father Rocky and the beautiful stories, real life testimonies every day. That's you. That's us, the body of Christ, working together, listener support. Radio, and proud of that because we are family. So welcome to it. It's Thursday, so that means just a day left to reach our goal by the end of day on Friday. We're about 59% of the way there, so we slowed down a little bit, Drew. We could definitely use a boost right now. And a couple reminders for you. We have the St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. So any amount that you give over $25, if you enroll in that, that will automatically be set. And there are many spiritual benefits which you can read about. We at Mass every day pray for the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Also, you have that dollar for dollar match right now as well. Easy to give. And let us know when you call your prayer intentions. That is something sincerely that is a focus here of everyone. The entire team focuses on covering your prayer intentions. Truly honoring that when you call in relevantradio.com in the app, 1-877-291-01. We ask that you pray for us too.
Amen to that. If I could see 30 more people in these final minutes, it will help. We are in the final hours of the show today, the final minutes of the Drew Mariani Show, and tomorrow is it. It's the last day of our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive tomorrow, and we could really use you today. I mean, I'm telling you, tomorrow is going to be a nail biter. If you can join us at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com and give whatever you can. I know we will be blessed. I know you'll be blessed. And please leave your prayer intentions. Father's in there with the Blessed Sacrament right now. We're going to pray the rosary and the chaplet. Maybe you're saying, I'm tired. I can't pray. I don't see any way out of my current situation. There's no hope. Let us pray for you. All right, we want to do that. And if you can't afford to donate, and I know not everybody can, then say a prayer for the soul that can. We're in this together. This is God's work. You know, and that's as simple as I can put it. It really is. I often talk about Saint Faustina because I love the Divine Mercy devotion. She says you can do a deed of mercy with a comforting word or a prayer. You can also do it with a deed of mercy. And generosity today would be a great way of showing that. 877-291-0123. Brooke?
Chris in Lamont, Illinois, thank you for your $1,000 gift. God bless you. Diego in San Jose, making a second online gift. Also giving that talk from Father Rocky, relevantradio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123 to give hope.
Real faith, real talk. You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me here today. I'm grateful for your time. I really am. Man, it's been a long day. I am tired at the end of these days. You know, I love what I do every day here on the air. It's fun to really be able to explore life. Navigate everything from the world of politics to what's happening in health and finance and within the church, within the culture. During these pledge drives, it's a little bit different. I mean, at the end of this pledge drive, it's like I gave blood. I mean, it's like I took a 10-hour exam, you know, tried to pass the bar. I mean, it's just, it's exhausting. It really is. It is exhausting towards the end of these drives. So if you give me a little pick-me-up right now, it'd be great. All right? You can do that with a donation. I'd love to see the needle move. We are trying to get to goal. We're going to have about $1 million to raise tomorrow. That's a big number. It really is. I'm just being straight with you. So if you can't do anything, I often say to you, just pray. I don't worry. I vow to trust God in all things, and that's what I'm going to do. Right? He'll give Relevant Radio exactly what they need, not a penny more, not a penny less, and the same for you. He's going to take care of you the same way. Do not worry about anything. Put your trust in God. Let me take a quick call. We'll go to Rocco, who's listening to us in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Rocco, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Father. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I'll be quick. I just want to say the two things how I think to revitalize the church. One, you guys are doing, Relevant Radio is great. You hear the miracle moments. And I thank God for traffic on the BQE because I get to listen to you guys for a good hour and a half with no interruption. So
that's
God
great.
Bless traffic.
Amen.
And I'm going to get my bumper sticker on and evangelize the guy behind me for a good hour and a half, 2 hours.
Dude, I love that. You know, Father Rocky says traffic. He loves traffic, you know, because, you know, and I guess you're listening in the afternoon because you're joining me right now. Great time to tune in. And, you know, you get bored. An hour and a half in traffic, you surf the dials to find something compelling. A lot of people found Relevant Radio that way. But where there have been stories of conversion due to bumper stickers. I remember my colleague Patrick sharing a story about a prostitute who saw a bumper sticker for our Catholic radio station, began to listen. And this is a woman who lived a life of prostitution, actually came into the church. She went to confession. So you do it, Rocco. Go out there and evangelize. And thanks for the words of support. I'm grateful to have you here today.
Could I say one more
thing?
Sure,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So the second thing is I think the traditional Latin mass, I just got a text from a friend of mine, and there was an article in the New York Post, and I think it was referring to the AP, that more the part of the church that is growing for young adults and young families is a traditional Latin mass.
Yeah.
And correct me, Father, for my Latin. I'm going to try Latin here. But
Father actually stepped out of the studio, Rocco, just so you know. He had to repose a blessed sacrament. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. But maybe, Drew, you can help me out with this. Lex orandi, lex verandi, I think. It's how we worship, it's how we believe. So when we enter the church, we genuflect before we get into the pew because that's Jesus in the tabernacle.
Yeah.
It makes more sense to be receiving him, kneeling. And when I did that the first time, I couldn't go back. And
wow.
I think if we attract people to the Latin Mass, I think that'll revitalize the church as well.
Well, first of all, I think reverence, to your point, there's something about the majesty and the sacredness of a Mass that draws people together. My producer, Tom's here. He's very proficient in Latin. Tom, Maggie's mic. Did Rocco get it right?
It's lex credendi, that's lex orandi.
Lex orandi. All right, well said, Tom. Thank you for doing that. Hey, joining me too is Brooke Taylor. And Brooke, you said you have a big email you want to share, a good email?
Yeah, well, I love Rocco's call, and it really speaks to that, the first part of what he was saying about sitting in traffic and just the way that we evangelize and how Holy Spirit takes it from there. Susan in California wanted to share this, Drew. She said, whenever I have my car serviced, it is usually picked up from my office in the morning and returned in the afternoon by the same service advisor. Eddie, yesterday morning when I parked the car in front of the office, I started to turn off the radio. Then I had a feeling I should leave it on, though I never thought any more about it. When Eddie returned the car in the afternoon, I was surprised. He told me he was a fallen away Catholic. For a moment, I wondered how he would know that I was Catholic. Then he proceeded to tell me that the radio station in my car had convinced him to return to the church. He said he didn't know about this radio station, but seemed so happy to have found it. The drive to and from the dealership is only 15 minutes, but he must have heard something in the morning on either The Faith Explained or The Afternoon with Drew Mariani that went straight to his heart. I am keeping Eddie in my prayers.
I love it, love it, love it. I'll do the same thing. You know, Brooke, and you know this, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit is always at work. I try to live in the present moment. This is the day. I'm not worried. The past is the past. I can't correct anything in the past. You know, you can't rewrite history. The future's yet to be born. But we live in a very special moment. And this is the time that God has given us. And I see the Holy Spirit at work in ways that we'll never know. Someone listening to you right now or listening to me or will hear something on Relevant or see something that God is always trying to reach out to us to draw us into a closer relationship with Him. And I'm just so grateful to play my small role here. If you're listening and you know that Relevant Radio is doing just that, that, you know, what you heard here has edified you, or what you heard here, you know, might draw somebody out of a life of sin or back to the sacrament of reconciliation, then, you know, support this work. Because it's, the way I like to look at it, it's a conduit in the present moment for the Spirit to work. And the Spirit flows through these airways, touching hearts and drawing them back to Jesus Christ. And that's what this life is all about. Your investment, your donation, your sacrifice has eternal ramifications. Can you join us? I could use another 15 minutes, another 15 people in these final 5 minutes at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Great way to give.
So beautiful what you said, Drew, about the sacrament of the present moment being rooted in the here and now, and what Rocco was talking about, reverence. And we see where the church is growing, whether it's education, literature, or liturgy. It is where tradition is embraced and reverence, and part of that goes to truth, beauty, and goodness. That goes here, Relevant Radio. Relevant Radio is growing because we are embracing that. And Pope Benedict XVI would say that beauty is like an arrow that pierces your heart, so you trace back the source, which is God Himself. So we are shooting out arrows all over the world and praying that they land, and they do. And we've heard stories. We pray to continue to propagate, perpetuate that by the grace of God. But again, we also say powered by you, because we are listener supported. And so we are sharing the need. You are always there. We thank you. Giovanni in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, thank you for your gift. Patricia in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, making a second gift. Thank you. Thank you. We have Chad in Phoenix, Arizona, who just gave $100. Brett in Hudson, Ohio, beautiful part of the state, a suburb of Cleveland. God bless you and thank you, Brett. Peter in Pearl River, New York. Thank you. Thank you. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123 as we near the end of the hour. And that means we've got less than almost one day left.
You know, I am so grateful for everyone who calls and has made a pledge. It's a sacrifice. You know, things can be tight for everyone. And boy, by you giving, it's really a testimony to the Lord and a testament to you. Because I know how powerless sometimes I feel in this culture. I get frustrated when I see the rising evil, the erosion of these traditional values, a loss of morality, right? All the gender warping, wokeism, rejection of God garbage that you and I have got to deal with on a daily basis. I heard one woman call in very despondent about what was going on. She was worried about the future, worried about the culture. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? We're not called to be powerless. And we're not. Because when we pray, when we witness to Christ, when we live our faith, when we pledge, when you do that, you empower the church. You dig your cleats into that slippery slope and you push back. And we're going to be victorious in the end. There's a brighter future for all of us thanks to Relevant Radio. It's making a difference. We're on the front lines and you're there with us. Please call. I have a minute left. 877-291-0123. Help repair the damage caused by the evil one with your donation. Online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app.
Also want to mention again that St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, please feel free to look that up with the information. Anytime you donate $25 or more each month, you're automatically enrolled. We thank you. RelevantRadio.com again, the app, or 1-877-291-0123. Stephen in Gold Canyon, Arizona. Janice in Albuquerque. We have Imelda in San Jose, California. Lots coming in here in the last 2 minutes of the hour. Give hope. That is the theme of our spring pledge drive. Maybe you've been blessed by the divine mercy. Thank you.
Yeah, great stuff. Hey, Brooke, thank you for being with me throughout the week. It's been great talking with you and spending an opportunity to share the mic with you. I look forward to the next time we get to talk, okay?
For sure. And I'm always praying alongside and just appreciate everything. The rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, your programming. God bless you.
Right, that's Brooke Taylor. Cale Clark is coming straight up. Timmy will follow and Father Rocky will pray the rosary. Until we talk again tomorrow, I'll say a prayer for you. Please say one for me. And may God bless you. Have a great day.